This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
You ever feel like you just hit a wall? Maybe you feel it right now. Maybe you had an idea for something, but it doesn't work or won't work. Maybe you asked for something, but were rejected. Maybe you tried something and it failed. Now you feel stuck and frustrated. Well, today I am going to give you a simple way to move forward, because this is not the end. It's not the end. You just need to ask yourself a very important question. But before I get to that, before I tell you what that question is, I will show you how this mode of thinking helped me graduate college for real, because I almost did not graduate until someone asked the right question. So let me take you back. I was supposed to graduate from Clark University in 2002. But as my final semester began, I realized something bad. I hadn't finished all the requirements for my English major. It was a total oversight. The English department required students to take a certain number of courses in different categories, and I was one short in one category. Like, I had taken all the number of courses that I needed to take, but I hadn't taken them properly distributed in the categories. So there was a missing category. And even worse, in that final semester, the department offered zero classes in that category. "Can you just waive the requirement?" I asked the department chair. "No," she said. "You haven't completed your education. You can just graduate next semester." And that is when I totally freaked out. I ran to my faculty advisor, a professor named Heather Roberts, and I said, "I need to graduate. What can I do?" And she thought about it for a minute. And then, well, let's hit pause on that college story for a moment. And instead, I'm going to tell you another one. These are going to come together a little later. So now the year is 2005, and a woman named Kara Golden and her husband Theo were making a lightly flavored all-natural beverage in their kitchen. They called it Hint Water, and they thought it had potential. But when they tried to mass produce the drink, they hit a problem. I'm going to read you a scene that describes this problem from Kara's book, which is called Undaunted. All right, here's the book. "Everyone in the business told us we would have to use preservatives or other chemicals to ensure the product had a reasonable shelf life. I refused to make that compromise. I asked Theo to research the issue, and after weeks of phone calls and visits to other bottlers, he told me there's no way to get the taste you want and still have enough shelf life to distribute this product across the country. Theo assumed this was the end of our young project. I wasn't willing to quit so easily. Well, what can we do?" I asked. "We can have a product with a very short shelf life that we deliver locally out of our Jeep in a limited area of San Francisco," he said. "Perfect," I said. "That's what we'll do. We'll find out what people think of the product and if it's worth trying to solve this problem." Okay, that's the end of the book. Now back to me, Jason. This little scene made a big impact on me. I loved Kara's reaction. Theo told her what they can't do, and Kara asked what they can do. I've since gotten to know Kara a bit, and we've talked about this. She says that that question, "What can we do?" became a mantra of hers. She calls upon it whenever she hits a wall or whenever someone says something is impossible. I sat there and thought about it. Why does this seem so powerful? Someone saying what you can't do and then you asking what you can do. And then I realized it's because when we want something, we almost immediately limit our imaginations. Like, think of something you want right now. Maybe it's a certain kind of growth or job or achievement or connection with a person. Now ask yourself, how can I get that? I bet you have some specific answer to that question. It's whatever it is. First, I'll do this, then I'll do that, then I'll do this other thing. It's good. It's our action-oriented selves at work. But there is a problem. When we imagine how we'll get something, we start to think that it's the only way to get the thing. If our original idea doesn't work, then we assume we're out of luck. Our way becomes the only way. And then the only way is no way. But what if you asked Kara's question? What can we do? Doesn't matter what challenge you're facing, there is an answer to that question. You can do something. It doesn't mean you'll always reach your goal exactly as you defined it, but it does mean that you'll find some action to take, a way to move forward towards something, or at least to move, because movement is the most important thing. No discovery happens while standing still. Which brings me back to college and how I graduated. So to recap, the English department chair told me that I couldn't graduate on time because I hadn't fulfilled one very specific requirement, and then I ran to my faculty advisor, Heather, begging for a solution. And then Heather thought like Kara. Heather looked at my situation. She saw what I couldn't do. I couldn't graduate without fulfilling a final English department requirement. So what could I do? Well, there was no rule against Heather creating a course by herself for just one student that happened to meet the specific needs of that student. So that is what she did. She made a course just for me. I cannot remember this course's name, but I will tell you, it was the most meaningful course I took in college. Heather just gave me these gigantic bound books full of antique newspapers. I would read them and find patterns in the way that stories were told and how culture was shifted, and then we would just discuss them in her office. Somehow, this fulfilled my final requirement. I don't remember how, but it did. I graduated on time, and I gained a love of old newspapers, which I actually still carry with me today. My writing and speaking are full of stories from history, often drawn from research that I have done in old newspaper archives, and that course sparked it all. The English department chair had told me, here's what you can't do. Heather asked, what can we do? She found an answer, because there is always an answer. This is always something that we can do. And that, as you might know if you listen to Help Wanted, is from my newsletter. My newsletter is called One Thing Better. Each week, one way to be more successful and satisfied and build a career or company you love. And I send them out. You can subscribe at onethingbetter.email. That's a web address, onethingbetter.email. And then I also read them right here on Help Wanted. So you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can keep listening here at Help Wanted. I have given you two things that you can do. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoy. If you want some help, email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram @moneynews and TikTok @moneynewsnetwork for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right, well, talk to you soon.